your mother cook like bake cakes and bread, and then usually you eat Chinese food. And what do you dress?
American clothes. We never own Chinese clothes.
Did your mother ever?
She's the only one that wore Chinese clothes. But she eventually, she turned Americanized too. She wore American clothes too.
Since your mother is mostly Chinese,
yeah.
And did you have any disagreement with her for a certain kind of idea that you didn't want to go out or something?
No.
So when
we had to mind her. She don't have to scold or anything like that. All she did, when she had company, she don't want us in the room with her while she conversate with her friend. All she had to give us a look, we had to get out. Don't have to say anything to us.
So do you think that you were typical of most other Chinese, or you are different from other Chinese? In terms
I don't
of
see any different.
So this is pretty typical. Most Chinese children were raised the same way.
Oh yeah.
Very Chinese. And
not too many that are very Chinese.
Mostly.
They all speak English anyway.
I see. So did you teach your children Chinese, speak Chinese to your children?
Yes. And they all go to Chinese school.
Oh.
I send them all to Chinese school.
In San Francisco?
No, in Stockton.
So how many years did they go?
Oh, about 2-3 years.
Did they like it or they didn't
they
like
don't
to
learn.
Go?
They don't learn. Mm-hmm. They don't get anything out of it.
Mm-hmm. But they did speak Chinese though.
No, they can talk Chinese.
Mm-hmm. But now you're...
They couldn't read or write though.
Mm-hmm. Now you're... Grandchildren.
They're the one that couldn't speak Chinese. They listen to it. They can understand a few words, but they try to answer you what she heard. She couldn't answer us. Mm-hmm. All are like that now. You find a lot of them are like that.
Right. They missed a good opportunity to learn.
Eventually, all the Chinese going to lose out the language. They don't keep it up a little bit.
Or later they want to learn, it's kind of harder. Mm. So when anyone in your family got sick, did they prefer Chinese or Western medicine?
Well, I don't remember we ever get sick. Uh-huh. My mother just gave us a little this, a little that, we're all right.
What is this little
like that, we're all right.
So
we really don't have too much doctoring when we were young. People just don't get sick like they do now. Like the people all now, they get cancer, they get diabetic, they get this and that. I think all these are created in the air. A lot of pollution in the air. And the food that we eat, a lot of preservatives in it. I think that's what's hurting the people now.
So, but you did use some of like liang cha or some Chinese herb, you know?
Not too many herbs.
No.
Liang cha, ping xiong ye,
zhe lo. If you use any kind of like a bo jai yun, you know?
Yeah, bo jai yun, they go ahead, yeah, that's what we'll use.
So, did your mother ever cook, like gai with special Chinese, bowl something?
No, never. We never eat things of the kind.
So what, in recreation, what did you do, for example, you go to the movies or?
Very little movie. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go to Chinese opera?
No, we don't have that in a small town.
Even when you were
in San Francisco, we were right close to it. Mm-hmm. We don't go because I don't understand them.
Oh, you didn't understand
Not a word.
I see. Do you play mahjong?
No, never.
I did
play one time. I was cheated. And I was down to my husband gave me some money to buy chun shoe and milk and all that. I lose all that money, $35 about the last money. And my friend told me, don't you play mahjong anymore. They're cheating you. You don't know how to play. From there on, I swear off no more mahjong, and I never play that. Mm-hmm.
A lot of Chinese women play mahjong though.
Oh yeah, a lot of it's in their blood.
Mm-hmm. Do they gamble? All of that? Yeah, that's what you, why you lose money.
Well, I lose that money. I say I'm not gonna gamble anymore, and I never did. Mm-hmm. I swear I won't touch it anymore.
Do they play in secret place or something?
No, just go to people's home.
Uh-huh. But the police
No, they don't bother you.
They don't bother
inside the home.
Uh-huh. And did you go to like American recreation ball, you know?
No, I'm not interested in anything in sport.
Uh-huh. Or you don't go to American movies either?
Well, not too many.
First, you didn't have time.
No, I didn't have time, and the movie does not interest me anything. Whenever I want a silent movie, you have to know how to read all the thing, whatever the movie is about. We go to those, but after that, I don't go too much. I don't see any good, too many good shows.
How about Chinese holidays? Did you celebrate?
I don't celebrate any. Because I don't know how to be here, I don't know how.
Did your parents do?
Well, she, or she, gone in. She was in the title, go, Jindui. Well, she made orders for the different gambling house. They all order her, and that's all she made. Nothing else.
She make good from this selling this, because this gambler probably has a
lot
of money.
She makes good, but they do it because she was asked to do it. That's all. She's not doing for money.
It's like every day.
No. Just holidays. She make it a year. They ask her to do it. That's all.
Did she has to cook some special food like regularly to the gambler now? She just sell some vegetables.
No, she don't sell. People want it, well, take so much things, she just makes whatever they want, that's all. She don't go ahead and sell it. She's not selling it.
Did you like the Chinese parade, New Year's parade or something?
I don't go to any of them. Never can any of them. I live right here in San Francisco.
So
I was living on, right on Clay Street, near the St. Mary's, the school where she. I used to live there too. We had a lot of things going on. I never go down to Chinatown to see things.
Did your children ever go this thing?
No.
Did they participate in any of the Chinese activities in the
not in San Francisco. In Stockton they did. They in the drum corps and things like that.
Oh.
But not in San Francisco.
In Stockton do they have this big celebration too?
Yeah.
Did you participate there?
My children did, but I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
But little parade and things like that, so very little.
Uh-huh. You have to go back when you said that your husband did belong to this Cheng Gong So. Did he have to pay like month or every?
No, not every month.
Every year.
He paid during holidays, things like that.
How much approximately do you know?
I have no idea, Chinese dung. They call it Dang Chong Yao. I don't think they compare you to pay a certain amount.
Mm.
They pay whatever you can, I guess.
Mm.
But you have to pay annually.
I see. Like when your husband's parents left for China, did they have to report to this Cheng Gong So or something? They give you a special pass?
No, they have nothing to do with the Gong So and they leave here.
Uh-huh. How about Zhonghua Weiguan?
Zhonghua, you give some money before you leave.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you give to Zhonghua Weiguan before you leave.
I think when you leave, when you get married, you pay Zhonghua Weiguan. And when your children born, you get to pay so much money to the Zhonghua Weiguan.
Did you ever pay any to Zhonghua Weiguan?
That I don't know.
I mean, yourself?
I never, to myself, no.
Yeah. Because when you have... Oh, the other thing is when you have a baby.
No.
And did you ever?
No. Maybe my husband did pay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay any attention.
Did you ever give a party for your child when he
Did you
prepare special food?
No, we have buffet.
Buffet.
In American way. In fact, And even both my son got married,
uh-huh.
and my daughter got married. Lucky buffet. We want a person to get, you know, do a thing like that. Chinese don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
They think, well, we will try to spend less money by giving a buffet rather than Zhou Choi. Yeah, buffet costs you more money.
I see.
It costs you more money.
Uh-huh. Why you choose an American way than, you know, giving Chinese
food? I don't know. I don't know why. We started it right off. Mm-hmm.
So, your family all Christian?
Not exactly. Mm-hmm. We don't go to church, but then, you know.
You met your husband in the church, though.
Yeah.
Did you have wedding in the church?
In hotel.
Hotel, that's right. I'm sorry. So, when you were young, did your mother ever worship ancestors?
No, she don't. I think at one time she did Xiu Yun Bo Lak Chuk. That's only one time I saw him do it. That was when my father died.
Oh.
After that, we do away with it.
I see. But your mother never go to church, did he? Mm. Did she not?
But she turned Catholic before she passed away, though.
Oh. Why make, do you know why make her turn to Catholic?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Your parents were from China. Did they ever mail money back to China?
No, neither my mother or my father got any more people back in China.
Are there other your friends did that same thing? I mean,
they didn't. They never did bother to send money back there at all.
Mm-hmm.
We never have.
Did you have any relatives back there?
No, not anymore.
Uh-huh. But when you were young, did your father have sisters, brothers?
No.
They all came out?
All here.
I see. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a question. I think it's pretty interesting. Have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in the way of doing business?
No, but they're about the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people say that there's a little difference.
Mm-hmm.
So most people know how do they meet their wives or husbands, you know, except that you
by imagine. Old time is all about by matching.
Matching.
Old time.
Uh-huh. In your family, only your sister.
Huh?
In your family, only your older sister was...
There's only one in the family married, only Chinese. She was married by a matchmaker.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are not.
Did you know many of your friends go back to China, get married?
No, none of them.
None of them, huh? Oh. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as their parents? No.
Yeah, I never give a thought of it.
Mm-hmm. So you treat the girls and daughters
equally,
the same way. You give them as much education.
Yeah.
All your children go to school?
Yeah.
They go to public school?
Public school, then you have many college, and then until the war break out, they are drafted.
Mm-hmm. Did many Chinese parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese school to learn the language? You did.
Yeah, some do. Some didn't care.
Some didn't care.
Yeah.
Since you said that your husband's parents and the family went back to China, is that very unusual? It's very common among Chinese, you know, go back to China.
They have the money, they leave. They go back to China.
And they live there.
Yeah. They think it's
easier.
Cheaper on the wage earner.
They must save a lot of money for that.
Yeah.
What types of jobs would the most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves, their children? What kind of a job they think is better for the children?
The all hard labor job far as the parents are doing.
But do they see any like the idea job and the wish that their children will one day become
What they're doing?
They
like, if they own business, a restaurant, a grocery store, a butcher shop, they like for children to follow, but the children will not follow.
But if they don't own a shop or any business, though, would they like the children?
I don't think they consider the children to follow what they're doing.
No.
But they're all hard labor job anyway. Long hours.
Do they ever thinking about going to any profession like engineering or
not the people at my age, the younger one, yeah.
Why not so many your age?
They're Chinese can't get a job anyway at one time, even though you're educated. And you gotta be real good. You become a doctor, you gotta be real good to be a doctor. Everything gotta be top, but yeah, otherwise you can't compete with them.
You send your children to college. Did you have difficulty to send your children to college?
They didn't get to go to college too much. They were at the war break out. They left home.
Did you have a hard time during the depression?
It was pretty hard.
At that time, you were in San Francisco.
I was in Stockton when we did depression. That's when we lost our business and everything. We lost our business, our farm. We had a big farm at the time. We lost the farm during depression.
What did you do?
We're a potato farmer.
Potato farmers. Did you work it yourself or
hire? No, we hire people. We don't work ourselves.
With Chinese
No, we hire anybody that works, any labor that works,
yeah. Any women working the farm? Chinese?
For a short time. Before the potato out of the plant, they cut it where the potato eye is. Well, that's where the sprout comes out. Cut the shijang on. That's the only job women do.
I see. So most
of the men's work.
I see. Chinese women do that?
Yeah, Chinese women do that.
Where did you find these Chinese women?
Oh, in town, anywhere.
Did you have advertised or you just...
No. We don't have
advertised.
You ask them, they just go. But it's only a short work anyway. They don't have to work too long.
How much money do they make approximately?
That I haven't decided. I don't think get very much pay.
And they work long, short hours.
Yeah, short hours. But a lot of them work in a cannery. That's where they really make their money.
What?
They came here. They all work in a cannery. In a peach. And tomato, spinach.
You mean in Stockton area?
Yeah.
So they make good money there.
Well, they have to, they're on the union. You gotta pay them good.
So are there many canneries, factory there?
Stockton? Quite a few.
And did you ever think about going there to work?
I worked there once, for curiosity. I just wondered how the spinach in a can. I wasn't doing spinach 1 year. 1 year I go to the peach. I just curious. 1 year I never go back there again though. I just see how things are to be done. So I went one summer. There's some summer at that drive.
Approximately how many percent of these workers are Chinese?
Oh, I think about very small percentage. There wasn't too many Chinese at the time. But now it's plenty.
So when you worked there, how much did you make?
Depend by a tray, a 12 can to a tray, a pound and a half size. You only get 2 cents a tray. You can 12 can to get 2 cents. There's some pay 3 cents.
I see.
Oh, so they pay you very cheap. You had to work real fast to make a few cents.
And do you work long hours or?
No, yeah, sometimes long hours, if they're in a rush.
Did you work like sometimes in the evening?
Sometimes.
Did you get overtime pay?
No, we don't get overtime. We just, the tray you.
So there always plenty of work
yeah.
for you to do.
Oh, yeah.
And most women work there not like you for curiosity. They work because they need money.
Yeah.
So they have to work probably
real fast to make money. They make money. They really make money.
They have to work very
really
hard.
Fast though, just like a machine.
Mm-hmm. And the, most of these women, do you know, did you know them?
Well, acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
Just
and what,
acquaintance, that's all.
Yeah, what their husband do, most of them?
Most of them, their husband they could be working in a butcher shop, restaurants, or grocery store, and things like that.
Uh-huh. So, they all have children?
Most of them.
So what did they do with the children?
I guess they just have people come in and watch the children. Two, three families get together, put in one house, and have one hire one lady to watch the children while they work. As soon as they get to work, anymore, you go home, and the children will give back to each one of the parents.
Did you ever do that when you worked there?
I didn't work at that time. I just lived across the street with a lady that working in the cannery. She certain hour, I got to look at her. Well, he put her son over my house. I took care of her for a little while.
I see. Did you get good pay?
No.
Taking care of the children? Because
no.
I don't think they can
afford. A couple of dollars a day, that's all.
For how many children?
Or one at all. A couple of dollars for each child.
For each child. Mm-hmm. I see. So they have to work very hard to pay the...
Yeah, well, they make good money. In a cannery, they make good money.
Uh-huh.
The UN scale, see.
So, all the Chinese women belong to the union?
You have to. Otherwise, you won't get hired.
I see. So when you work there, actually you belong to the
union? My time when I worked, we don't belong to the union.
Mm-hmm. That was 19...
That was back in 1914, 1915.
You didn't belong to the union?
That's not, that wasn't demand for you when you get a union.
So did you get the same pay as other people?
Well, we're all the same.
All the same.
But the pay is very cheap.
Very cheap.
Sometimes I could just went down the court and go home all day.
So at that time, did you have children already?
No, I wasn't married then.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So?
After my children are born, I don't go back to work. Until they get out of grammar school, and then I went back to work.
Was that your first job? In the cannery?
Oh yes, I was only 14, 15
years
old at the time.
You start working.
That's the first job.
Uh-huh. And you say that when you taking care of other cannery workers, that
well,
children, you were already married.
Okay, with my family.
So I see. So how many years did you work before you got married, you know, in this cannery?
Just 1-2 summer.
And then you most of the time stay home or you try to find
other
work?
I don't try to find work because my mother taking care of us. She's the one who worked real hard to take care of us. And she didn't have to make us go to work and all that. And we don't have time to go to work either.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, there were 10 of us that they're all living.
10? So your mother must work extra hard.
She worked real hard.
Did she ever sew?
She do just take in a little washing now and then to support us. She raised little chickens and rabbits, garden, selling the fresh. Well, she got very good vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to, the children, any of the children help her?
No.
Oh,
she was up from sun up to sundown to keep everything going.
Did she speak English?
She got along, went along fine. Mm-hmm.
So she has to go in the outside the family?
Well, when
and
we live in the neighborhood, she don't have to talk too much English. When we moved to Bakersfield, she had to learn English.
When did you go to Bakersfield?
My mother moved there. I did. She moved there about 1920, something like that.
By herself?
No, with my two brothers.
Oh, that's after you got married?
Yeah, after I got married.
What did she do in Bakersfield?
She opened a wholesale egg house.
Mm-hmm.
Wholesaling eggs.
Mm-hmm. Where did she collect all the eggs?
At first time, she had to buy the egg and sell the egg. shortly after they make some money, they bought a big farm and raised their own chicken for their own egg.
Oh, she actually owned a farm, chicken farm.
Oh,
so,
egg farm.
So she sell these eggs to Caucasian or Chinese?
Not to everybody. At first, during the wartime, the government can't get all the eggs. You can't sell to the outsider. Mm-hmm. Not too many. Only a certain amount go to the civilians. Mm-hmm. The rest of them go to the camp.
Did she do that business all her life?
Not my two brothers, and my mother and my two brothers.
Since 1920.
Yeah, back in 1920 all the way up to now. That's it. We still got the eggplant. Of course, my brother died, my brother died now, and my sister-in-law died, so my nephews took it over.
Still in Bakersfield?
Mm, still in Bakersfield.
What's the name of the...
A Valley Egg Company.
Valley
Egg Company.
Valley Egg Company? Mm-hmm. The company name is...
Valley Egg Company.
V-A-L-L-E-Y.
Valley Egg.
Valley Egg Company. And was that the only egg company around the area, or?
I don't know about now. For a while, he buy out every egg company. He the sole owner. All egg, distribute all in the Kern County. It was his territory. But he pay a lot of money out of people. They can't do business anymore. But now the new one come in, I don't know.
At that time, before Depression, did they make good through this business?
No, they lose a lot of money. Well, she was in egg business too, they lose a lot of money. When egg prices drop, you lose a lot of money. That was eggs in storage.
So, did they hire anybody in the farm, kitchen farm? Or they work themselves?
Oh, they have to hire people.
Do they hire Chinese?
Anybody.
You ever visit them?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you watch them work and...
Yeah, got a big, kind of big brooder because the chickens are elevated cages. Never was on the ground. Mm-hmm. When they lay their eggs, there's a trough there. They just roll down to the trough and mm-hmm. You just sit in a buggy in the middle. Both pick up the eggs and put it in your case.
How did your mother learn that?
I don't know. My mother's a really business woman. For being a Tongsan Indian, mm-hmm. she really can't go about doing things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. And your brother helped a lot.
Oh, yeah. Him. My brother was young at that time. Mm-hmm.
So this business is really make them become better in terms of living, and did they extend the business?
It extended pretty good, huh? Mm-hmm. And they buy more land and then more land. Mm-hmm. Some of the land they raise cotton, mm-hmm. and some of the land they leased it out for people for cattle grazing.
I see. So they have all these lands and
quite a bit of land, huh?
They bought actually on the land, or
they own the land.
So, all these years, your mother worked in these farms and became a boss, mm-hmm. actually. And when did she pass away?
Oh, good many years. She died about 30 years ago.
Before she passed away, she always worked, or she...
They acquired, except the egg, the farm was, the egg farm went up after my mother died. Before that, he had to buy the egg from Petaluma, ship them over, and then repack them.
Because they didn't have any
They never have any eggs there at the time. And they had to buy the farm, start raising, hatch a little chick, you know. Either chick, they don't hatch it themselves. They buy the little chicks from the brood.